We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Joined now by former Alabama tight end Miller Forrestall. And Miller, first of all, does it sound weird saying former Alabama tight end? But you've been here for so long.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good portion of my life. It's like almost a fourth of my life I've been in Tuscaloosa. So it's been a fantastic 4 or 5 years, but I'm definitely ready for the next part and super thankful for everything the city and university has done for me.
Hey, you're getting ready for the NFL draft. Just what have the last few weeks been like for you at getting your body in the best shape it can be and also meeting with a lot of different teams?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fantastic to stay and work out here. I know a lot of guys went other places and that maybe was for them, but for me, it was staying here. Got to work out with these new strength coaches and a couple of NFL guys that came back, and I just had a fantastic experience. And like you said, yeah, there's meetings and phone calls and Zooms and no real workouts and 2 pro days. So it's been a unique year, to say the least.
What did you like about your performance during Alabama's pro days, and what were you trying to show during those opportunities in front of people in person finally?
You know, I think when I had a couple marks I wanted to hit, number-wise, I think I did those well enough. I wanted to show, just like Mac wanted to show, man, he can throw the ball over the place. I wanted to throw. I can run routes and be smooth in the open field. And I think, and I hope that's something the teams took away and said, you know, that guy moves a lot better than we thought he did. That guy catches the ball a lot better than we thought he did.
We mentioned a lot of Zoom meetings for you with these NFL teams. What are they usually asking about? Do you kind of get into the X's and O's? Are they trying to learn you more as a person or away from the field? Just what are those meetings like for you?
You get both. You get calls that are strictly personality. You get calls that are strictly football. Depends on the coach and the team or the personnel guy in the team. I can't tell you how many IQ tests I've taken. You take a lot of IQ tests here at the beginning of this. And then now it's the closer you get to draft day, the more the coaches you're talking to. But it's been good.
Well, I'm sure you're excited again. The NFL draft's coming up in a few weeks. Of course, around here, we're still celebrating the national championship season that Alabama had. Just what can you tell us about your memorable senior year that you got to experience?
And I think it'll go down in history as a year unlike any other. A year with arguably just the most against us. The tightest knit group of guys, the best team that fought against so much and ultimately climbed to the top of the mountain. I think I was definitely the closest team I've ever played on. I'll never forget that.
Was it so close just because there was a lot of uncertainty around, you know, June, July, August, would there be a football season? You guys had to come together and just, you know, keep working out and keep staying focused on a goal. Do you think that helped bring this team closer together?
Without a doubt. I think that adversity, you know, it breeds that tight knit unit. That's why great adversity usually makes great teams. You look back to the 2011 team, right? The 2010-2011 team. I mean, adversity unlike any other, a super tight-knit team. You get a COVID year. Guys have no idea if they're going to play. What are we going to do? Where are we going to work out? And then leaders step up and emerge. And you have a super tight-knit close team who plays fantastic together. And thus was the outcome. So,
yeah, it certainly was impressive. It was impressive as well to see Mac Jones take the ownership that he did, especially early in the season. Did you get an inkling kind of early on that he would have a special year?
Yeah, I've been trying to tell people that for like 5 years now. That kid stepped on campus. People are like, what is this? Why did we take this kid? I'm like, man, just wait. Just wait. Just wait. And yeah, I think it'll pan out okay for him.
Yeah, it certainly will. If you were able to talk to an NFL team about Mac Jones, what would you tell them?
The man is one of the most mature guys on the team. He is one of the largest competitors, and he prepares unlike any other. And he'll beat you in all three fields every day. He will out-prepare you. He will out-compete you. And, I mean, he will just be out. He'll be ready. And that's something it's been fun to play with.
For sure. And of course, you were a quarterback in your own right at Cartersville High School with the Purple Hurricanes, and then came along a guy named Trevor Lawrence. So what can you tell us about, first of all, your first impressions when you got to see him way back when, and then the transition you made to tight end after he took over the quarterback role?
Yeah. So going into my junior year, I'm going to be the starting quarterback at Cartersville. All's fine and dandy. Super tall, lanky freshman kid comes in. I see him throw a ball, and I was like, that came out of his hands differently than it does mine. And I wasn't bad. I was a solid high school quarterback. Maybe could have gone and played small college ball. But like I said, his arm was a little bit different. And I had my head coach at the time. His name's Joey King, now at Carrollton. He came up to me, and he said, you know what, Lord, like, we need to have a conversation about six games then. He sat down, and we drew a pros and cons list on the board, something I still do today. And he goes, these are your strengths, these are your weaknesses. And then he drew like tight end next to it. He goes, these are what you want in the tight ends. And he's like, man, all this lines up. I think it would be best for you, and it would be best for the team if you did this. And it took a lot of sitting at home, talking to my family. Man, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I worked so hard for this. And that's something I think a lesson that God has continually tried to teach me, that you can do all the right things and not what you want in your head happen. Because again, it's not your plan. So ultimately I kind of let go of that, switched to tight end, go into my senior year with no offers. We finished my junior year. I don't have a single offer. Trying to get an offer going into your senior year is unlikely. And pick up 25 in a month surrounding spring ball and kind of explode after that. And then get the awesome opportunity to come play here. It was a whirlwind to say the least.
No doubt. And what did you like about playing tight end, first of all, or did you like it at first when you're having to put your hand in the dirt, having to do a lot more blocking and then learning the route tree? I mean, what was that transition like?
Yeah, the physicality wasn't the hard part. I was all about being physical and throwing your head in there. The technique was something to learn because I'd never done it before. And I felt stupid getting down in stance, three-point stance. I'm like, what am I doing? That was the tough part. And then it was a lot nicer not having to try and read everyone on the defense. So a lot less thinking, and I could just go play fast. It's something I still appreciate. Now they're still thinking playing tight end. Don't get me wrong. We are the move guy who does a lot of adjusting, but at the same time, it's not the same as a quarterback.
And I mentioned Trevor Lawrence. Of course, you guys got to face each other a few times throughout your career at Alabama. Are you still in good touch with him, or are you got to be excited for what's coming up for him in the NFL draft?
Yeah, saw him last week. Got to go be at his wedding. Support and celebrate him and his new wife. So yeah, we kept in touch pretty close, and I'm super excited for what's to come for him.
Well, you mentioned his wedding. Of course, you're engaged to a former Alabama star as well, Abby Lutzenkirchen, who played on the soccer team. How'd you guys get to know each other? What's the love story there?
Met her through FCA on campus here, actually. Introduced pretty much by Gary Kramer, the guy who runs FCA here on campus. I met her through a trip here and bothered her for months and months and months, and she wanted nothing to do with me, and eventually she caved. And now we're getting married next year. So
congratulations to that. How did FCA help you all throughout your time in Alabama?
I say that was a place I tried to run away from for a while. Like, I don't want to be around that. And now ultimately, man, it's a place I found home. Some of my closest friends, some of my closest confidants, the people I confide in, the people I look to for support. It's been a home for me, and I couldn't be more thankful for that place and those people.
I'm absolutely right there with you. It's a special place here at Alabama. Have you enjoyed just the championship school mindset? Of course, football wins the national championship. Did you watch a lot of the Alabama basketball games and cheer on Nate Oates' team this past year?
Oh, of course. I could not. Looking forward to all our Alabama athletics just excelling. I mean, we're like top 10 and everything. So it's fun to watch and go be a part of. Got to go watch women's golf yesterday. That's the championships. Go watch them play. Of course, they play for like a week straight. So it'd be awesome to play golf for a week straight. But I can't get down to Birmingham for a week straight. So while watching them play was a lot of fun. I wish them the best as well.
Well, that's certainly exciting. Again, we're gearing up for A-Day this weekend. Did you always like the spring game? How do the players kind of approach this last final practice of the year?
Yeah, I mean, everyone always looks forward to the spring game, kind of let it all loose. You've been practicing for 15 practices, I think, and you're ready to just let it all loose, go play, and then kind of relax after that. Like, this is the pinnacle of spring ball, and then you get May, which is this weird dead period. So I think everybody kind of looks forward to letting it loose in spring ball. And I know all the media and everybody's excited to see what do these new guys look like? What are these freshmen that have turned into sophomores now look like? What's the quarterback look like? So it'll be fun to watch for everybody.
Well, what are the next couple of weeks like for you as you get ready for the NFL draft again, starting on that Thursday, April 29th?
We'll be working out here in Tuscaloosa. I'll head home that weekend to go be with my family. But right now, phone calls, meetings, and working out, trying to get bigger, faster, stronger, because got no idea what the next month will hold. Rookie minicamp, not sure where I'll go, not sure when I'll go, not sure. So I got to be ready and flexible. So,
well, we're really excited for you, Miller. Just thank you for everything you've meant to Alabama throughout your career, and we can't wait to see your next steps in the NFL. Just best of luck, and thank you again for joining us on Crimson Drive.
No, thank you, man.